Today, we're going to talk about how banks are managing evolving market pressures and how a transformed account analysis can unlock new opportunities based on findings from SunTech's latest research report, It's Time to Reinvent Account Analysis. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz, the sales director for SunTech here in the US. And joining me today is Dan Gill, our banking industry principal. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
Dan, let's start with the basics. Can you tell us a bit about what account analysis is and why it's important?
Yeah. We've been talking about a lot of things so far in this series. And it seems like when we're going to dive into some of the perceptions that banks have about account analysis, that we should really understand what it is. Traditionally, it has been viewed as a bill for the services that corporate treasury customers consume from the banks. And it has a couple of unique features like earnings credit for balances that is a soft credit used to offset those service charges. And it is that process that I guess some people think complicates it. And it is also that analysis of balances that make it different than just a regular bill. I think we're going to see some things here today in sort of bankers' perceptions of this and some of the ways that we think about account analysis here at SunTech that are really going to help shine some light on how a different way of thinking on this will really help banks become more profitable and serve their customers better.
Excellent. Dan, before we jump into the data, can you talk a little bit about the survey and the types of people that had responded?
Yeah. So we did a survey along with American Banker of 100 bankers. It happened over last December and January, and it was people that work in the treasury services area of the bank, specifically in sales roles, operation roles, and product-related roles. The results are pretty interesting.
Yeah, one of the things that stuck out the most to me is that 60% of respondents viewed account analysis merely as a billing statement, which suggests that they may be severely underestimating the possibilities available to them or lack a clear vision of what they can accomplish through modernizing their account analysis function. Why is this a short view? You know, can you share how banks can unlock value and why plugging revenue leakage, for example, is just the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it, is because there's such a long history of account analysis. It's been the same way for so long that everybody tends to just focus on sort of the nuts and bolts of it. One interesting thing of some of the questions in the surveys is that 80% of the bankers that answered recognize that giving an error-free bill to your customer is highly important. Now, on the flip side, only 35% of them considered their billing, their account analysis, to be error-free. And that really focuses on that kind of old-fashioned, it's just a bill, it's just a mechanical process. And honestly, it misses a huge amount of opportunity that banks could, if they implemented some new things, achieve with this very valuable customer segment. Only 32% of the respondents believe that account analysis is on par with the other systems within the bank from a modernization point of view. This is an area that is ripe for modernization, but it seems to just be left alone in many cases. That's causing revenue leakage. That's causing it to be difficult to manage rates. That's causing it difficult to manage fee income. And it's really a challenge to the corporate treasury customer satisfaction.
Interesting. I'm glad you brought up from the customer satisfaction standpoint. How can this really impact the corporate treasury customer itself beyond the bank operations itself?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to focus on it, because competition for this business is strong. Banks that can innovate can gain more business. I found it interesting. We actually have a number of treasury practitioners that are listening to this podcast. So let's address some of the things from their point of view. All from the survey, looking at it as the bankers, what treasury customers are looking for are, first of all, ways to manage their liquidity. They're looking for fair and visible pricing, and they're looking for a bank that acts as their partner, not just a vendor who's sending them a bill, which is what account analysis has turned into for the most part. So some of the things that we're seeing banks, and even some of the responses here, show that, for instance, only 36% of the banks can offer anything that helps corporate treasury with real-time management of their earnings credit. That goes back to that liquidity point of view, or managing liquidity. 68% of people in the operations role at banks found that their account analysis, or indicated that they feel their account analysis, is frustrating for their corporate customers. That's what most treasury people believe account analysis is. It's a frustration. They only do it so that they can hold the bank accountable. They're not doing any real innovative things. I found it ironic that only 33% of those in sales roles felt it was frustrating, and only 29% of those in product roles. So clearly the people that are doing the operations get this, that they need to do more for their customers. So what could they do? Well, obviously we talk a lot about real-time account analysis, for instance, that we've had an episode on. We've talked about ideas of how do we integrate ESG strategies with things like green ECR or green scores or ESG scores into this in a way that marries all of the things that the bank can do for their customers into place, so that this entire modernization of account analysis can become something that is beneficial to the clients for sure, which sticks them to you, but also helps the bank actually achieve higher profitability, reduce revenue leakage, attract balances, all of the things that are so important to the banking business.
That sounds like a significant shift, Dan. Do you think the banking industry is ready for this kind of change?
Yeah, well, it is a shift, but it's probably not as much of a shift as we might think, right? The mechanics remain, right? The giving error-free bills and all that remains the center point of modernizing account analysis. What really helps seal this isn't just a more modern billing system. It is the idea that if we look at this from an entire customer's life cycle, and we build up, if you will, from the bill that happens every month, the account analysis statement, and we include things like, how do I get the customer in the first place? How do I sell to them? How do I implement them? How do I make sure their pricing is in place? How do I manage the product catalog? How do I do the billing and collection itself? And then how do I manage things like fee renewals? It really becomes a seamless process. So it's not totally reinventing things. It is really just taking what is a bunch of disjointed processes today and joining them together into one holistic thing of customer lifecycle. And I go back to that point that I found very interesting, the difference between the responses of the operations people, the salespeople, and the product people in the bank. They're different views. The operations people all know that this is a mess. Well, the salespeople, they're off on their own little island. They're not, they don't feel the pain that implementing the deals they've sold gets into. And the product people, well, they're just focused on whatever their little product piece is in the whole of account analysis. Looking at that all together and marrying all of those processes into a seamless interface and process will really help reinvent all about this, everything about account analysis, and the customers are really going to notice banks that do that. And I think that's the key, this holistic view of everything from top to bottom.
I tend to agree with you, Dan, and thank you for sharing your insights with us today. It'll be interesting to see how the industry evolves in response to the findings of SunTech's research.
Yeah, it really will be. And I would encourage everybody to actually read the write-up, which is on our website. And you'll find some very interesting information in there about what some other banks are doing to reinvent this process that is really gaining them more business.
Thanks, Dan, and stay tuned for the next episode.
Bye, everybody.